This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward. Giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start. Because where you start matters.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Right now, on the WaitForIt.com hotline, from our sister station up the road in Charlotte, Travis Hancock from Mac and the Bone on FNZ. Talk some. First, let's talk some ACC. We'll get into what's going on with Carolina. Travis, what's going on with Clemson?
So we can talk about what's left of the ACC, I guess, which is not a whole lot, apparently, pending what happens with Clemson. This is not good. It's one thing for Louisville to not perform well against a pretty good team in Creighton, but for Clemson to completely no-show against McNeese, this is stunning to say the least, and a bad look for the conference when, you know, Clemson's got the guards, they got the vets, they've got the pedigree off of last year. A lot of people, myself included, thought they could equal where they were going last year, but man, what a rough start for the conference outside of what North Carolina did in the play-in.
Well, speaking of North Carolina, there is now a growing momentum to root on the Tar Heels as they make it into the tournament here. What is realistic for them? What can they do after a fairly down season?
Well, it seems like the other day, you know, we were questioning, hey, can they utilize the negativity that surrounds them? Can they benefit off of that and have an us against the world mentality? And that's how they came out against the San Diego State team that had not allowed that many points in regulation as they did to Carolina since 2006. So that tells you how prolific the offensive performance was. And I like the draw. I think of all the SEC teams that they could have been matched up with, there's plenty of them in that seed range. They can match up with Ole Miss. And then I don't love Iowa State with their injuries and potentially a matchup with them if they get by Lipscomb. So, you know, it looks like they could be a team that potentially has six Sweet 16 potential, and we'll see from there. But right now in the ACC, I'm afraid to make any predictions because I'm very off right now on my assessment so far in these ACC teams.
Right. So we know that Malik Brown has had a number of injuries. You know, the shoulder thing looked really weird and all that. I mean, the fact that he go to the hospital, Cooper Flagg looks like he's 100%. I mean, he might be probably 75, but he's saying the right things.
Yeah.
So you feel that Duke can punch their ticket all the way?
Yeah. I think that the conference aside right now, I think Duke's draw is favorable. I like the 8-9 matchup. If they would have had Gonzaga or, you know, Creighton or UConn, even though I know UConn's not good, I just would not. I think Mississippi State, Baylor is good for them. I think of all the two seeds, I know Bama can really score the ball, but the other two seeds are Michigan State, St. John's, Tennessee, teams that can get really physical with some of the young players, especially Cooper Flagg. Alabama, they want to run and gun, and I think Duke can play that style as well. Duke can play physical this year if they need to, but I like Bama for them as the two seed, if that's what it is, as opposed to the other two seeds. So anything short, I think, of a championship game appearance would be very disappointing for those that support Duke. If you get there and you're playing Alabama or Auburn or Florida, and you lose that game, well, then we'll see what happens there. but not getting to a championship game, falling short of that, I think would be a disappointment for how good this new team is.
What were the keys for John Shire since taking the job to get back to this point?
Well, he's really, he's really kind of changed college sports a little bit, because in the year in waiting where Coach K was going on his farewell tour, he realized where college basketball was going, and he talked to Rachel Baker on the side about where the program was going when he took over, and she's now the GM for Duke basketball. And you think about the last couple of years, all these GMs in sports, it kind of started with John Shire at Duke, and now everyone's trying to do that now, and it makes a lot of sense. So I think noticing ahead and having a vision for him not having to do all the NIL stuff on his own, and she handles all that. He identifies the talent, and then she handles the NIL and all that sort of stuff. But it's also going to the portal and adding vets to go with this great recruiting. Coach K and Shire and the crew, they were doing a great job of assembling a lot of young talent, but they were always young. It was always like one senior, two maybe. Right. It was, but now they can utilize the portal and their recruiting. And we've always said that they can never blend together veterans. We always thought it was like if they could get guys to come back, but obviously now it's going to be a lot of the portal guys with the young guys. They'd be very, very scary for the rest of the country, and starting to see that right now of the blending of the roster that we've talked so much about.
No, and one thing for certain, I mean, we say it all the time with Georgia Tech, if the fans are passionate,
yeah,
they open up the checkbooks, man. They can compete with anybody, whether it's football or basketball. Obviously, the same goes for Duke, everybody on Tobacco Road. Hey, before we get to Carolina, and if you're just tuning in, guys, we're live at Hooters for the tournament. It's Travis Hancock from our sister station, FNZ, up in Charlotte. What is the reaction up there about Belichick with the Tar Heels? I read that ESPN article a couple of weeks ago. Showed a lot of dysfunction amongst the boosters, the board, the athletic director, Bubba Cunningham. But either way, is this going to work up there?
It doesn't seem real still. It feels like we're living in some weird world where Bill Belichick went back to college. If you were not paying attention to sports over the last handful of months, and then you realize not only is Bill Belichick in college, he's at North Carolina, and he's got a 24-year-old girlfriend, you'd say, I'm sorry, what movie is this? Like, what are we doing here? So it's still even odd to see him, like, at the pressers and talking spring football. I mean, I guess it's good for, as you can imagine, all of us in talk radio, and it's going to be a major deal. So it's not a bad thing for us, but my whole thing has been, is this something he truly wants at heart? Is this a prove it to the NFL guys that sort of shunned him, and he says, oh, I'll still go, coach. So how long does he want to do it?
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I thought he'd give it a year, and you never know when the NFL would come calling back. Apparently, he's alienated a lot of people, so I don't know. But I thought right. He would give it a year. If they have success, they would come calling again. So I don't know how long it's going to last, but I can't wait to see it. And you're right. It was dysfunctional as hell trying to figure out what was going on in that time period, because some people in the athletic department wanted him, and some people didn't want it. It was like a show on HBO that I'd watch on Sunday nights. It was insane. So I compare him right now to I call him Bill the Thrill. It's kind of right. A takeoff from Frank the Tank. It's like Frank the Tank in old school. where he's gone back to college. He's bringing pizza to the dorms and the frats, and I don't know what's going on, man. My mind is still blown by this whole thing.
All right, so with the Panthers, I was reading an article today, Travis, that people were putting out their best teams of the offseason so far, and more than one vote went to the Carolina Panthers. Recap for us a little bit what they've done so far and just how much they've improved the squad.
Well, they went hard after Milton Williams, who ended up going to the Patriots from the Eagles for big money. They did not get him, but, you know, their defense was historically bad last year, so we thought the whole time, is it better to spend a ton of money on, like, one or two guys or try to fix it with multiple guys? Like a baseball team, do you go for one home run hitter or do you try to lengthen out the lineup and try to get four or five or six guys? And that's what they've done on defense. They added Turk Wharton from the Chiefs, who was a starter, kind of an unknown guy up front, but he's there now. They added Bobby Brown from the Rams to play next to a returning Derrick Brown. So they've added a lot of bodies up front. The edge position, still very much in need, and that's what we're thinking through the draft that they'll do. They haven't done anything at wide receiver. It looks like they're going to roll with the same group as last year, which is kind of one of the question marks. What we're really excited about is they brought back the entire offensive line. Like every member of the line is back for an offensive line unit that performed much better last year. But they had Rico Dowdle, 1,000-yard back from the Cowboys, to pair with Chuba Hubbard. So you can kind of see the identity that with the lack of maybe a number one wideout, they're really going to run the football, and that's going to be their identity. They're going to go kind of old school, smash mouth, rely on the offensive line, you know, help Bryce out with the run game. So we're excited, although I did see a I did see a power ranking the other day. It said the Panthers moving on up, and I said, oh, my gosh, how far are they going? Like, where are they going? And it moved them up to 29th in the league. So I was like, oh, okay, yeah. I was like, yeah, it's a start, I guess. All right, they were 30th before that. So it's all about the climb, right? So there we go.
You know, my dad always said, if you have no expectations, you can never be disappointed. But yeah, I will say this, Travis.
Panthers move up. Oh, really? Yeah, really? One spot. Thanks.
Hey, look, you guys, you put a ton of points on the board. I mean, we talked about Bryce Young and, you know, Tepper was meddling, it seemed like, and all the nonsense. But Bryce, he's got to be getting confidence off of this last season. And our defense, my God, I mean, we hired the wrong defensive coordinator. We got a coach who couldn't manage the clock. We had this debacle with Cousins, who was still trying to get untethered. We're excited about our offense, but we don't know what's going to go on defensively. By the way, real quick, while we got you, I don't know what you remember of Jordan Fuller, but we signed him. He's had a lot of injuries. Did he do anything of substance for Carolina last year at the safety?
No, he really didn't, and that was one of the problems. They tried Dane Jackson and Jordan Fuller, and they didn't really add a whole lot. So, yeah, I know that he came in with more of a reputation than he played with. So, yeah, we saw that signing. The only thing that I remembered of him doing was his mom sang the national anthem at a game late in the season, and he got scratched. He got scratched from the lineup for that game, so it was a very awkward. It was a bad time. Yeah, it was kind of like, this can't be good. So, I mean, he's a depth guy, and hopefully for you guys, he's better than he was here. But he was part of kind of a rotation in the secondary that they needed more of, and that's why they're trying to bulk up more in the secondary right now.
Let me go back and delete my tweet that said this was a good sign.
Yeah, he might be starting for us, so we shall see. All right, before we let you go, what is the temperature in the room on Bryce right now?
Oh, it's night and day from not only a year ago, but where he was a couple weeks into the season. He got a standing ovation at the Hornets game the other night. Yes, the Hornets are still here. I appreciate you guys for caring about us here. He got a standing ovation at the Hornets game, which if you would have said that months ago, you would have been like, wait, Bryce is still there? No, he came in and played. You guys saw him at the end. So much better, so much more confident. That was the thing. They had to almost rehabilitate him mentally on the fly, and it was a pretty tremendous job. So the Panthers entered this offseason with the rare time of not trying to find a quarterback, but as I mentioned with the running game and the offensive line, trying to help him out. The focus is all about the defense right now to try to help Bryce. And if they can get that going, they'll be so much better. But, yeah, no, Bryce definitely showed so much more. What an easy kid to root for. Just, like, you know, never complains, and there's never an issue with Bryce the person. I can't wait to see Bryce and Penix in the NFC South for a long time, and those guys battle Mayfield. So We know the NFC South hasn't been the best division, but the quarterback play should be very fun to watch here in the next couple of seasons.
I'm with you. I always thought the best comp for Bryce Young was Drew Brees, you know, if you could protect him.
Yeah.
You know, because he's accurate, he's a good processor. Just, you know, as you said, you got to build it around him. Hey, man, great catching up. Good intel, man. Not so good about our new safety, Travis Sancock from FNC.
I don't want to go. I got to go watch Clemson now again, so I don't want to hang out with you guys.
I'll tell you what. This McNeese State hype man that they did the feature on CBS, this is no joke. I mean, they came in with some juice. See if Clemson is going to be a big bracket buster, as they say. T, we'll talk to you soon, brother.
All right, guys. Appreciate you both. Thank you.